USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. FBI agents investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. The agency has 1 week to complete the task. President Trump at a rally in coal country, Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time, a jurist with a sterling record of public service.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Honestly, the Democrats are a disgrace. They are. They're a disgrace.
And he names progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's reportedly thinking about running in 2020.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. She's considered like a conservative person. These people, they've gone crazy. They've gone loco.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes, rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads. President Trump may not meet with Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein just yet. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders asked if President Trump will meet this week with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and if more than just the New York Times story about Rosenstein reportedly suggesting to wear a wire to tape the president will be discussed.
I wouldn't be surprised if other topics come up. I'm not going to get ahead of the president's conversation with the Deputy Attorney General. A date for that hasn't been set. It could be this week. I could see it pushing back another week, given all of the other things that are going on with the Supreme Court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A change at the top. Elon Musk stepping down as chairman of the board at Tesla. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
He and his company will pay a total of $40 million in fines to settle a government lawsuit alleging that he duped investors with misleading statements. He neither confirms nor denies that. Business professor Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan says Tesla investors may be okay with the deal.
It's good news for Tesla's investors because it takes away some of the uncertainty and it'll take away some of the will Elon be distracted factor.
Musk gets to stay on as CEO, but his firm has to hire an independent chairman to oversee it.
A key member of Jefferson Airplane has passed away.
Marty Balin was a folk singer who then went on to form a band in the early 60s with Paul Kantner called Jefferson Airplane. Others joined, and in 1966 they released their debut album, Jefferson Airplane Takes Off. It was their 1967 album, Surrealistic Pillow, released after Grace Slick joined the group, that made them superstars. Many in the group then reunited in the mid-70s to form Jefferson Starship. And Marty Balin also had a solo career.
Is everything all right?
Marty Balin was 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I feel without you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.